Welcome to the Hillsborough School District HR High Five Podcast. This podcast focuses on the highlights and achievements of our amazing employees. In this episode, we will be talking with one of HSD registered nurses and one of our licensed practical nurses to learn more about how student health is being prioritized throughout HSD and why it matters. From managing chronic conditions and responding to emergencies, to offering mental health support, health education, and sometimes just reassuring presence in a chaotic school day. School nurses do so much. We look forward to hearing more about their work and celebrating the success stories that accompany it. It's time to rip off that Band-Aid and listen to our guests. Today's episode is hosted by me, Betsabe Sigüenza, Department Admin Support for HR.
Hi, I'm Tracy Eversellick. My preferred pronouns are she, her. I am a district nurse, and I've worked for HSD for 23 years.
We are excited to hear more about the work our nurses do at HSD to support our students. Can you share with us what the typical tasks are for your role? And what are some misconceptions that people tend to have about school-based nursing?
Yes, thank you for asking. The district nurse ensures the health and safety of our students. Once students are identified with medical needs, the nurse then uses a nursing process to deliver student-focused care. So typical tasks include collaborating with parents and medical providers to create a health management plan or guidelines to support their health condition at school. Connecting with the medical provider is an important role for the nurse to obtain school orders. For example, a student with type 1 diabetes will have orders at school. The nurse will need to implement those and train staff to safely care for the student. Training staff is a key responsibility of our role. Training staff to administer daily medications, emergency epinephrine, glucagon, or a rescue medication for epilepsy are just a few of the trainings that we provide. The nurses also delegate nursing procedures such as a tube feeding or catheterization. By delegating and training staff in our schools, when a nurse isn't present, allows a student to access their education and be included. The nurse also consults and collaborates with teachers, counselors, administrative assistants, and other specialists, including but not limited to speech-language pathologists, occupational therapists, physical therapists. We manage communicable disease and immunizations in our schools in conjunction with the Washington County Health Department. Nurses participate in IEPs and 504 meetings, and we work closely with the school-based health center and other community partners. Some misconceptions is the Band-Aid and ice pack myth that school nurses only provide minor and episodic care. In reality, we manage complex chronic health conditions such as diabetes, epilepsy, and asthma, medically fragile students, mental health issues, and then the other tasks that I previously mentioned.
Throughout your time as a nurse in our schools, how have you seen the position change in a positive way? What are some ways that staff around HSD can support the work of our nurses?
Increased staffing of nurses over the past 20 plus years has been the biggest positive change. And having more nurses creates smaller caseloads, therefore allowing us to ensure that our students with medical needs are able to access their education. Also, 4 years ago, the district created a nurse supervisor position. This has been positive for the nursing team to have a healthcare professional lead the team. I think the best way to support the nurses is just to include them when possible. The nurses are eager to be part of the team. If we don't know about a health concern, we can't help problem solve the issue. I think sometimes we're just not thought about and missed, but we are here and eager to help.
What are the rewards for nursing at a school district? And what are some of the qualities that HSD look in nursing staff?
I think some of the rewards for a nurse working at a school district is being able to work with children and families and parents, staff, and you're trying to do a better their overall health. help them become independent, whether it's helping them learn about a particular health condition. So I think that those pieces are just really important. We're very empowering as school nurses. Some of the things that we look at for nurses are ones that are compassionate and good communicators, are motivated and want to work in a community setting. It's very different from working in a clinical setting. So they just have to understand how it is of working in that community educational setting.
What is one of the most rewarding aspects of your job as an RN? And can you share a time when you felt proud of your work at HSD?
One of the most rewarding aspects of my job as an RN is making an impact daily in the lives of students and families that I serve. And that might be connecting them with a school-based health center for a medical appointment or assisting them to be seen sooner by a specialist that they wouldn't have gotten into. That's so rewarding to see students with medical conditions thrive at school and be included with their disability. A time when I felt proud of my work, I received an award in 2024 for School Nurse of the Year. I was very honored and humbled, and the award left me feeling proud of my contribution to nursing in the school district.
It has been a joy to hear from you today, and we are proud of the work being done by your team to support students. Keep up the great work.
Hi, my name is Teal Bernhardt. My pronouns are she, her. My job title, I'm a classroom nurse, an LPN. I work in our medically fragile classrooms, and I've been with HSD for, I think, 9 years.
We'd love to hear what compelled you to apply for this job at HSD. How did you get into the role of being an LPN, and what made you decide that working in a school was the best fit for you?
So many questions. I started out as an SEA. When my children were little, I volunteered a lot at the elementary school with them. And I saw a population that was underserved and didn't really have a consistency, which is so important with healthcare and that continuity of care and really knowing your students and what they need. And I saw there was a gap, and I had talked to some other staff members, and they encouraged me to go back to school and finish up and apply, and I did.
What type of training and support did you receive for your role? And how do you collaborate with other staff, families, and help partners to support our students?
Lots of great training, both before I stepped into a classroom and then when I joined that classroom, the nurses on staff. There's a significant list, checklist that we go through, and it's supported by both our district nurses and the classroom nurses that you're training under. Every classroom's a little different. Our broad age range from elementary through transition, so we orient in all the spots. Part of that training would be when I went back to school, I already had a considerable amount of undergrad, so I tested into a program. So it's very attainable. There are several schools in Portland, and they offer a lot of hands-on clinical training as well. And actually, when I went to that program, they didn't even know a school nurse was an option. They didn't know that was a thing. So we got to add that to their list of careers that someone could join.
If someone was considering a career in school nursing, what advice will you give to them?
I would say, come ready to just enjoy every day. It's a beautiful group of students who are so happy to be included and be with their peers and join in, and you get to support them through all their big moments. And just, it's a really lovely experience, I would say. Come ready to do more than you thought you would.
Teal, thank you so much for joining us today. It is exciting to hear stories about your work as an LPN. This brings us to the end of our March episode. Thank you to each of our nurses, LPNs, and CNAs across the district. Your work is important, and we recognize the impact you have in supporting our students. We hope this conversation gave you a deeper appreciation for the incredible work this team is doing every single day. They are anchors of our schools, advocates, problem solvers, caregivers, and champions for student well-being. We look forward to sharing another episode with you next month as we provide a behind-the-scenes look into the preparation and execution of the HSD Proud to Be Festival. We hope you join us again next time, HSD, and don't forget you can find past episodes on the streaming platform of your choice. Thanks for listening.